26. She Who Has No Name.
The one from Otherworld is very interesting. Lord Argonath, crusher of mines and regent for the local Adventurers Guild, said as he turned to look at me.
You will have your work cut out for you this time if you wish to recruit him to our cause.
He bared his black teeth into a grin that made his massive sludge-like maw seem even more grotesque.
This one is quite powerful.
I will do my best, sir, I said as I bowed low before the giant ooze. Does this mean I have permission to engage with the human?
Yes.
His entire body undulated in the ooze version of a pleased nod, and I couldn't help but grin. Since Lord Argonath was the leader of the Adventurers Guild in this particular region, he was the one I had to impress to get the best rewards.
I certify your quest is licensed by the guild. However, the level of reward you receive will be directly related to how well he does with the trials.
Understood. I nodded once and then tried not to look at him because, well, he was ugly, even for a slime. Unlike most of us, Curd Argonath seemed to spend his time trying to look as grotesque as possible. I'd heard it was because he was trying to craft a visage that would frighten his enemies to death, but all it did for me was make him seem, well, undesirable. Still, he not only had a name, a tremendous accomplishment in and of itself, but he was also my fearless leader, at least for the moment. Therefore, he was deserving of my respect. Besides, he wasn't all bad, usually anyway. I glanced back at the glowing orb where the human had just slaughtered a bunch of hobgoblins as easily as I would have fought off a few ants at a picnic. I was glad for it. Well, he wasn't the first human I had seen come from Otherworld, because, surprise, surprise, humans often wish to travel to a fantasy world. He was the first to display such amazing battle prowess. That made him special in more ways than one.
Thinking about something?
Lord Argonath inquired as he moved his huge, slug-like body toward me. Actually, that was being too kind because he didn't actually move. He just sort of distended himself toward me.
You seem distracted.
No, I said with a shake of my head, even though I was very much distracted by my own thoughts. I am just anxious about what will befall him. I nodded toward the orb as casually as I could, and I find myself excited for him to meet the next challenge.
I am excited as well, he said as he turned his black as soot eyes toward the orb and smiled again. He presents an interesting opportunity for us, should he survive his journey here. He could be a powerful new member of our guild, one that would surely get us more notoriety with the other houses. Who knows? Perhaps he could become so strong that the Destroyer King will return.
You think he will take notice of the human? I asked, and the idea was too much to think about. The legendary Destroyer King had not been seen for generations. Legend said he fought in the Battle of the Great Midnight, and after slaughtering a dozen armies in a single blow, chased the great beasts of Karnoth into the Void of Despair to end them forever. His parting words had been, "I will return when you call." Only, we had waited for millennia, and he had not returned, no matter how much or how loudly we called.
How could he not take notice of the human?
One of Lord Argonath's tendrils reached out and patted my thigh.
I can feel his power resonating even from here. He is strong beyond measure, and the rules of this world are as absolute as they are old.
Yes, I frowned as I recalled the old sayings. That is true. Strength begets strength. The stronger we become, the more the universe tests us. I swallowed hard as I fixed my gaze upon a tapestry on the far wall, the one that depicted the Destroyer King as he battled through Karnoth's champions. That's why the elders say the Destroyer King has not returned, that there are no enemies that would require his immense power.
Indeed, Lord Argonath mused. So we must ask ourselves a simple question.
His eyes flicked to the orb.
What is coming that requires a power like this?
One tendril gestured toward the orb.
Assuming he can make it through the tests anyway, power is not all that makes an adventurer of legend.
That is true, I replied, but I knew it didn't matter. I knew the human would survive. No, he would do more than survive. He would rule. All would fall beneath the might of his power. I'd known that the second he'd stepped through the portal, and while I had watched him begin the first trial of Zendafi, the awakening in our world, I'd known he would pass it and all others. Now it was time to wait for his inevitable victory, no matter how much I wished to run to his aid.
"Tell me,"
Lord Argonath said as he moved back onto his throne of silver and gold and stared right at me.
"Why have you not returned to your true form?"
"I am a slime," I shrugged. "I have no true form. This one will do as well as any other." I smiled inwardly and hoped that this form would please the human. A stupid little smile flicked across my lips as I thought of him once more. Judging by what had befallen the hobgoblins, he would find us soon enough. And then I would meet him in the flesh. And that thought? Well, it was enough to make me able to wait. At least for a little while, anyway.